This weekend, basketball scoring legends were on a roll. In the NBA, LeBron James became the first player to reach 40,000 points. And in college basketball, University of Iowa star Caitlin Clark became the NCAA all-time scoring leader. Here she is after yesterday's game against Ohio State.
A record is a record. I don't want that to be the reason people remember me. I hope people remember me for the way I played with a smile on my face, my competitive fire. Hopefully somebody comes after me and breaks my records and I can be there supporting them. And that's what makes the game of basketball so fun.
All right, let's bring in USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan for more. Christine, welcome.
Well, thank you, Peter. Great to be with you.
Two great athletes. Let's start with Caitlin Clark, who had cracked the women's scoring record in February and then yesterday passed Pistol Pete Maravich to lead all players in scoring, which means men and women. How big is that for college basketball?
You know, being able, Peter, to say this, the person who has scored the most points in major college basketball history is a woman, is something that I don't think I ever would have, a sentence I would have uttered. It is, I think, a huge development. I think it's one of those major stepping stones in the history of women's sports, which is also the history of American culture and just plain old American history, starting, of course, with Title IX being signed by Richard Nixon in June of 72, Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs in September of 73, moving ahead with some Olympic triumphs, of course, and then the 99 Women's World Cup, Brandi Chastain, Brianna Scurry, Mia Hamm, the Rose Bowl filled to capacity, that incredible journey and the nation riveted to that team. Venus, Serena Williams, the tennis, the sisters who played so many major tournaments that over, gosh, 10, 12, 15 years together. And now this, because, you know, when you look at basketball, it has been a guys club mostly. Obviously, lots of women have played for years. I played in high school and club and intramurals in college. I love the game. But it's guys. It's the language, Peter, of the game. You know, we say the word basketball, and you just assume that's men, when, of course, we should be saying the word men's basketball, and that adjective should be used. Or March Madness, what do we think of? We think of men. And Caitlin Clark is not only changing the record book, she's changing minds. And I think that's valuable as people hopefully do both brackets this year, not just the men's, but also the women's, because they know the women's game so well now, in large part because of the exploits of Caitlin Clark.
Well, I will tell you what, I think a lot of fans will be filling out brackets for both teams, both leagues. Now, this was her last regular season game, and that's important because she plans to enter the WNBA after this college season. How do you think she's going to do as a pro?
I think she'll do well. Obviously, there's always a learning curve, right? You know, we know that that happens with anyone just moving up a level. But she's going to be playing with such incredibly talented athletes. She'll be drafted number one by the Indiana Fever. And so those passes that we watch her, her assists are almost as remarkable, not quite, as those logo threes. But she sees the court in a different way than so many players, male or female. And those assists will now be going to players who have the talent to make that play. And she's going to raise their game and they will raise her game. Also,
I only have 30 seconds. I do want to get to LeBron James. 40,000 points in just a word here. Is that one of those records for LeBron James that will never fall? 40,000
Without
points.
A doubt. And it's longevity. I mean, look at that career and the fact that he's been able to do this at this level for so long. He'll be 40 at the end of the year, Peter. Amazing.
Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.